A very good afternoon to you. Welcome back to the Sunny Side of Life, where all the conversations happen. 9 minutes gone past one. I am Gabriella. For the next 20 minutes or so, we're going to be talking about the worst things we've had to do in life. I don't mean criminal activities. Obviously, that is a no-no, right? But think about as a child, think about even as an adult, things you've been compelled to do, things that you naturally would not do, but you've just had to do it. For instance, maybe working at a job you did not like, but you just had to earn a living. Maybe, you know, taking out the... It could be anything. I don't want to give you ideas, but what would you tag the worst thing you have been through and you've had to do? I have a friend, or I used to have a friend. It's been a long time now. It's been years since we spoke. But as teenagers, we used to be in the same unit in our church, and she used to always tell me, and you know, a group of us were friends. She used to always tell us how terrible things were for herself and her family. Her dad was late, and so just herself and her siblings and her mother, who was a petty trader at the time. And she used to have to go shuffle in trash, you know, to find what they could perhaps sell and eat and get money to eat. That's something that always got her really emotional. So she and her siblings would wake up very early in the mornings or very late at night. They'll step out of the trash and go scuffle through it just to look for anything sellable. You know, it could be used bottles that could be recycled. It could be, you know, just about anything that it could find that was sellable. And after picking those things, they take it back home, they wash them clean, and they, you know, begin to hawk them just so they can get little money to eat. It was a very terrible situation. So I can only imagine that if she were asked this question, that would be the number one thing that she could say has been the worst thing she's had to do in her life. Many people have, you know, different experiences. Life, you know how life just throws lemons at you, and you do not necessarily have so much control over what happens. But yes, you do have control over how you react to it, you know, a lot of people would say. But, you know, life just happens and you make the best of it. So when life hits you in certain ways you did not envisage, how do you react, you know? So I want to know what the worst thing is that you have been through and that you've had to actually do up until now. The one experience that you can never forget, the one experience, I mean, think about people who go through life without shelter, without food, without clothes, you know, without basic necessities, but still found a way to make it in life, you know. I'd like to hear your story, and perhaps we can all garner inspiration from that. What is the worst thing you've had to do in your life? 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003, 0817-923-0007, or 0817-923-0009. WhatsApp is 0809-030-6416. So when I was thinking about this, obviously I asked a lot of people. I went online to also find people who have possibly come up with such answers, and I found the most shocking answers to this question. And it will tell you that indeed a lot of things does happen in this life. Well, let's get to the phone lines. Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Hi, my name is Obina. I'm calling from Igwe.
Talk to me.
Yeah. Mine is a very long story. I've lost so many different words. I don't know what made it easy. I've lost so many of them. I've worked with management, I do park waste. I have avenged, I have worked so many different works. Oh, thank God. Things are getting better now.
How did that experience shape you? Did it shape you in any way?
Somehow it does affect me psychologically. Because each time I remember the kind of work I do, just to make sure I help my siblings. It's traumatizing at times. Traumatizing when you remember all those things you did. That's even after work. Once you get to really get to get your head. Now started putting all those baby things we lay your hands on, including fuma cough, matter of PC cough, and I just Uber has an easy, easy access to such situation because you don't send that person. It's not easy.
I can't imagine. Thank you so much for sharing. You know, when you hear stories like this, it makes you really think hard and long. You know, you many times think that you're going through the worst, and then you hear people's stories and you realize that, damn, people really go through the very most, and you ought to be grateful for where you are now. I would like to know how these experiences actually shape us. You know, someone used to always say that the things you've been through life is what informs your perception and how your outlook to life and how you see and view things, you know. And I find that to be quite true, because in a very recent time, you would find a lot of people hold differing opinions to some of the most basic things that we used to all have a common understanding of back in the day. And that's because life shapes us differently. Life hits us differently. Even if our experiences may be similar, but we receive it and internalize it in different ways and different forms, you know. So I find that quite interesting. I'd like to know how your experiences actually shape you and you know, how you're doing today in spite of it all. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Oh dear, I lost that call. Please call back 0817-923-0002, 0817-923-0003. You can also call 0817-923-0007 or 0817-923-0009. You can also send a comment on WhatsApp, not for calls, just WhatsApp. The WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. We're also on Facebook at Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Good afternoon. Oh dear, do all to call me back. Hello, good afternoon. Oh dear, I think I lost that one again. Good afternoon, Gabby. This is from Bright from Omoku. That was for the previous conversation. Well, thank you regardless. Talking about his grandma living for 111 years and was still able to feed, bathe, laugh, talk with people. That's interesting. Interesting, Bright. Thank you for that. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. Ah, goodness, what is going on? Please send a comment on WhatsApp. If you cannot reach me via the phone lines, the WhatsApp number is 0809-030-6416. I'll take it again, 0809-030-6416. So if you cannot reach me via the phone lines, you can certainly reach out to me via WhatsApp and join the conversation. Good afternoon. Oh dear, lost that as well. Let's see, comments on WhatsApp. Good afternoon, Gabby. I am Victoria from Rumokoroshi. For me, the worst I've had to go through is when my parents died in an accident and left my two siblings on my shoulders to cater for. At that time, family turned their backs on us and were left on the streets. Oh my goodness. I know what I had to do and go through. Memories I never want to remember, but I'm grateful that my siblings are now in school and I now have a stable job, though I did not go to school and I could not even afford it. But God is faithful. I look back at my old life and I do not wish it on anyone. I can't even speak about the things that I had to do and become just to put food on the table for my two younger sisters. But God is faithful and I hope that He can forgive me and give me a brand new life on this new path. Oh my goodness. Wow, Victoria, that is a very touching story. I can only but imagine the things you went through. Oh my goodness. Thank you regardless for sharing. Moving on. Let's see. Hello, Gammy. Good afternoon. For me, I had to do a lot. Can you imagine that I've done bricklaying, I've packed gutters. Oh, wow. He says, I've even cleaned dead bodies just to make money and survive. It is not easy in life, but we go make them, he says. Oh, wow. Thank you very much. No name of that message, but thank you regardless. Okay. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, my name is Anthony.
Go ahead.
Okay, the problem is...
Oh, Anthony, please call back if you can. We've got very limited time. Excellent from Omagua says, good afternoon. You see me growing up in my family, life dealt with us. You can imagine a fifth son of the family of eight children. At the age of 23, my father has not built his own house, so there was poverty. The only thing we had in abundance was food. But as I talk to you right now, even bicycle and generator have their own room respectively. I have built my own house. I'm not up to 30 yet. I have tenants, so no one should give up in life. Oh, wow. That is so beautiful. Excellent. Thank you so much for sharing that from Omagua. It is quite good news. I mean, that's why it's very important to stay hopeful, you see. Good afternoon, Gabby. The worst I've had to go through was when I was diagnosed with HIV. I almost died. Wow, no name on that. I can only imagine how devastating such a news can be to a person. I do hope you're taking good care of yourself, though, you know. I'm pretty certain that you are. So keep at it, okay? Just keep doing that for yourself. Thank you so much for sharing your story with me. Sadly, we're going to wrap the conversation up right now. 1:30, BBC's Talk Your Own. We'll connect you that. And right after, I should be back at 2 p.m. for the news update. Thank you so much for joining me on the show. And the moral of this conversation really is life would happen. We cannot control that. We cannot, stop that from happening. It's life. It would always happen. But how you handle that is what is the most important and determines if you actually come out of it. You know, like a lot of people have already said, you know, where you were yesterday is not where you are today. So even if things are really tough right now, don't worry, just persevere, be patient, just bear it. It will always get better. There is always light at the end of the tunnel. It will always get better. So I hope this encourages you to keep keeping on and keep pushing. One day, like they always say, it go better. I am Gabriella. Don't go away.